If he asks about computers, tell him we're waiting on the school board. Hello, Drew?
Hey, I'm trying to get psyched.
Sit still, squirmy wormy.
You're doing your first interview with Degrassi TV, representing student council, and you need to be ready.
Claire, I was born ready.
Oh, really?
Really.
What are this year's stats on club enrollment?
Highest in 5 years.
And upcoming pep rallies.
For both boys and girls sports. Degrassi doesn't discriminate. Thank you. Admit it, Claire. You're impressed.
Surprised is more like it.
That's why I booked the interview. I should ever when I'm a good president.
And it's the perfect time to announce the...
Don't spoil it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good morning, Degrassi. Today my guest is Degrassi's president, Drew Torres. Let's talk about your term so far.
Why don't we start with the budget? Our treasurer, Connor Delorier, tells us we have some cash to spend.
A great opportunity to give back to the school. What's your plan?
We are planning a fall carnival.
Sounds fun, doesn't it? But what about the teams who can't afford new equipment? Or the clubs that are short on supplies. Your president had this to say.
I'm the president. I know exactly what the students want.
People, this is what happens when you elect someone based on their looks instead of their platform. Do we even know what his platform was? Or is? It seems all our president wants to do is blow our budget.
The whole school is seeing this.
Who cares what some angry little nerd says? He's just trying to make a name for himself.
By bringing me down, there wouldn't even be a Degrassi TV without me.
He who giveth and also taketh away.
You're right. Like Winston just aired his final broadcast.
And now your legs are encased in concrete. Very heavy. Good, good. But now we are floating. Excellent, light as a feather. Floating, falling from the sky. The wind is blowing. And now we are sitting down. Okay, now that we're warmed up, let's talk monologue assignments. Now, I've hand-selected each monologue to fit the student performing it. Miss Walker.
Please, Hamlet, please, Hamlet, please, Hamlet, please, Hamlet, please, Hamlet. Please,
you,
Hamlet.
Emphasis on the ham.
Sigh, predictable. Maya's right, you are a bully.
Miss Rivers, my fair lady. Which brings us to Mr. Milligan.
Oh, is Hamlet still available?
You're in the right ballpark. I have given you Shakespeare.
Oh, Macbeth.
Mm-mm.
No, King Lear. Bonham.
Yes. From A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's one of the Bard's greatest comedic roles. Now, he falls asleep in the Forest of Man and wakes up a donkey. Now, I'm counting on you to deliver a flamboyant performance.
That is fantastic news. Yeah, I can pick up the projector this afternoon. Great, thank you.
Are you delivering pizzas to the moon?
This is good old-fashioned 16-millimeter film, a cinephile's dream come true. I've organized a romantic outdoor screening.
Well, it can't be for Eli, because he's in New York.
He's coming home for a whole week.
We know. It's all you've talked about for the past couple days.
Well, you can't blame me for being excited. Both your boyfriends are here. I haven't seen mine in 6 weeks.
Yeah, but haven't you talked to him, like, every day?
We did at first. But lately, Eli's just been so busy with school. Which is why tonight has to be perfect.
Well, don't put too much pressure on yourself.
You forget. Pressure turns coal to diamonds.
Then I guess tonight's date will be sparkling.
In summary, faculty urge students to practice proper locker hygiene to stave off insect infestation.
Cameras confiscated. Student council property.
Okay, great. And we don't have a battery for that, so we just lost that take.
We should have thought of that before you embarrassed me.
Last time I checked, you embarrassed yourself. There's video to prove it.
Imogen, you're gonna have to find a new on-air personality. Winston's out.
You can't do that. If you censor us, you might as well silence us, Drew.
Silence sounds good.
Really, really good.
Check the charter, Imogen. Student council president has final say over all clubs and committees.
Well, if you fire Winston, I quit too.
And it looks like Becky's the new head of DTV. Hallelujah.
movie's so well written. I'm feeling kind of inspired. Are you watching through your mind's eye, Mr. Film Student?
Sorry. I've been working double time to get this week off.
I'm exhausted.
I noticed. Barely said a word on the way back from the airport. Well, if you miss the third act, I can't in good conscience let you cross this off your must-see movies list.
No way. Third act's the best part.
You've already seen this.
Yeah. I did for school. Didn't I tell you?
No. Who is it?
New York. My editor.
Answer it.
You sure?
You're a big-time movie director. You're in demand. Go.
Hello? Yeah, 1 second. What's up? No. It needs to be done by Thursday. No, okay.
I see their knavery. This is to make an ass of me, to fright me if they could. But I will not stir from this place. Do what they can. Yeehaw. Don't laugh.
Isn't this supposed to be funny?
Yes, because Mr. Townsend thinks the only thing I can play is an ass.
Not that I care, but what monologue did Zoe get?
The one she wanted. Meanwhile, Townsend said I was flamboyant. You know how they spell that? G-A-Y. He thinks I can't handle drama.
So why don't you just give him a piece of your mind? You know, like Maya did to Zoe?
And get suspended and put under house arrest?
Come on, Tris. We could have a lot of fun
together.
I'm never gonna get the leading man parts. I'm the fool for life.
So just go in there and show him you deserve to do something dramatique.
Thank God we came to give you your homework. My Matt, I love you.
We don't have enough money for both a cotton candy machine and a petting zoo, so I was thinking, sugar, bad, cute little chickies, good.
We're still doing the carnival even with public opinion at an all-time low?
Don't worry, Claire, when you were planning your perfect little date with Eli, I got everything under control.
Occupy the grassy! Occupy the grassy! Occupy the grassy! Occupy the grassy!
Down with Drew, fascist Torres!
Freedom of the press forever!
Doesn't look under control to me.
I can't stay here all day. They've got class.
They're rotating, so people in spares can keep taking over.
Excuse me, pardon me, sorry. So this is happening. Please tell me student council has a solution.
Yeah, isn't that your job?
You fired Winston from Degrassi TV.
Seriously?
Because he was spreading lies about me.
All I did was show the people what type of president you are.
What would that be?
A terrible president, which is why we're asking you to resign.
You see what I'm dealing with here, sir?
Yes, and I'm confident that you can resolve it by the end of the day.
And if I don't?
Maybe the protesters have a point.
Heck no, we won't go. 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 Heck no, we won't go.
I see their knavery. It is to make an ass of me. To fright me if they could. But I will not stir from this place, do what they can. I will walk up and down here, and I will sing that they shall hear. I am not afraid. I am not afraid.
Okay, I am gonna stop you right there. Now, I know this is just rehearsal, but that's not quite what I had in mind. It's a comedic role. The youths on cock so black of hue with orange tawny bill. You know, funny.
But I don't want to do it that way.
Then you'll be receiving a zero on this assignment.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm in the middle of a study session. Can we talk later?
What's the topic?
The geopolitical ramifications of the Margaret Thatcher premiership.
Yikes, it sounds complicated.
No, it's pretty simple. It's a mean lady who ran Britain, and she did a lot of good stuff, but a lot of people still hated her.
feel that.
Is something wrong?
No. Why don't you tell me more about this Thatcher lady? What's her story?
Well, my thesis is that her monetarist economic policies were recalcitrant when it came to those of lower socioeconomic value.
I don't understand any of those words.
She didn't do what the people wanted and they got upset.
Okay, so, well, what could she have done any different?
I don't know, compromised?
Drew, my paper's due tomorrow.
Okay, I gotta go back to class anyways. Good luck, B.
Thanks, bye.
Love you.
My date was anything but perfect. Eli and I are sort of sync.
So you're a little rusty.
He's keeping secrets from me. I found cigarettes in his bag.
After his girlfriend's cancer, classy move, Goldsworthy.
You and Leah were having trouble, right?
A couple dozen.
How'd you get over it?
We talked a lot. We're still talking.
Eli and I need to talk.
He's not the only one keeping secrets, Claire. Your magazine article?
What am I supposed to say? I blew my chance at getting into Columbia. Happy anniversary.
You're so obsessed with being perfect that you're too scared to be honest.
You should write a relationship book.
Cheaters, losers, and pervs. How to pick a guy the Bandari way.
So, I think we can come to a compromise.
Continue?
You can come back to Degrassi TV, but under some ground rules. Rule number one, Degrassi clubs and committees must share equal airtime.
Accomplishable.
Rule number two, Degrassi TV must not portray student council in a negative light, or its events, or its president.
Seriously? Now I really want to see you get impeached.
Why do you hate me so much?
Because it's guys like you who've been picking on me my entire life.
So this is a personal thing. You have to admit I'm not a bad president.
No, I don't think you're a bad president.
Really?
No, I think you're a terrible president.
Winston, that's enough.
No, it's not. I mean, what were people thinking when they elected an idiot like you into office? What, did they feel sorry for you?
Are you okay? That donut will go straight to your hips.
That's why I'm eating it with my eyes and not with my mouth.
I know you're not my biggest fan right now because you're Maya's pet, but here's some advice.
Is that how you give advice? By insulting people?
Fine. Don't listen to me. Have fun failing drama class.
You've been doing this since you were an egg. What's your advice?
Do the monologue as scripted.
I can't.
Yes, you can. You'd kill it.
Obviously. But I don't want to be the funny guy or the fool, the sidekick. I want to show people that I can be a leading man.
Right now, all you're showing is that you can't do anything.
Hey, Dallas, wait up, man. I need your help. I did something bad.
I know. It's all over school. You attacked Winston?
Lost control. What do I do? Should I resign?
Why are you taking this Winston thing so personally?
Because Winston's right. He sees I'm just still the same screw-up I've always been. Soon everyone else is gonna see it too.
By everyone, you mean Bianca.
She's off at university, taking all these smart classes. I want her to see I've changed.
You have.
Just saying that.
I don't know anyone who deserves to be pres more than you. You're one of the best guys I know.
And most handsome.
Don't push it.
I just want to give them what they want.
If they don't want a carnival, figure out what they need instead.
Is this still your post-movie ritual? Eat pie and talk about it?
Are we gonna act like last night wasn't weird?
I'm so glad you felt it too. I think I know why.
You do?
How long's it been going on?
It was just once.
Why'd you start?
I'm missed you so much. I was miserable and then feeling a void.
And that's how you cope with missing me? Like smoking cigarettes? I found them in your bag.
Those don't belong to me. I was holding onto them for Lenore. I must have forgot.
She's your editor, right? You said it was just once. Because you missed me.
I'm so sorry, Claire.
She called during our date. She wanted to talk.
It was late. We were working in my dorm room.
No. I don't want to hear this.
New school. Okay, new people. It was so hard dealing without you.
Oh, so this is my fault?
No. That's not what I'm saying. Okay, just, can you please just let me explain?
No, I've heard enough. I want you to go.
No, we just need to talk this through.
No, we don't. Just go.
Why do they run away? I see their knavery. This is to make an ass of me, to fright me if they could. But I will not stir from this place. Do what they can. I will walk up and down here, and I will sing that they shall hear. I am not afraid. The usual cock so black of you with orange tawny bill.
Bravo! Dare I say that was delightful. Arrivederci, my little actors.
You killed it, Tristan.
Duh.
How'd you like to keep killing it?
Whatever it is you're trying to say, spit it out, Miss Mystery.
I'm putting together a comedy troupe. Improv, sketches, we'll do it all. And I'd like you to be in it. Come on, it'll be fun.
I know, there's just one itsy bitsy problem.
Maya still hates me.
Bingo.
I can keep a secret. Can you?
Why is all our equipment set up? So you can smash it right in front of us?
No, I set it up so I can do another interview with Degrassi TV.
Oh, well, you fired us, remember?
Well, technically he fired you. I quit in solidarity.
Yeah, me too.
Degrassi TV needs you. So, let's negotiate. What do you want?
A new battery for the video camera?
It's doable.
Complete journalistic freedom to say whatever we want, whenever we want. No strings attached.
Simpson's cool with it. I'm cool with it. Free speak away.
Wait a second. What exactly is this interview going to be about?
The carnival.
Still with this carnival?
I took a poll on the Degrassi blog asking the students how they wanted the money spent. Guess what won?
Ew.
Can't do that.
I know. That poll made me realize that Degrassi students don't actually need anything. They already have a lot. But what they can do is give something back. So, Student Council is going to host a Thanksgiving feast for needy families over the holiday weekend.
It's almost like you're going out of your way to make sure I don't tell Simpson you pushed me.
No, I did push you. It was wrong, and I'm sorry. You should tell Simpson.
Nah, I can't interview you if you're in detention. And while this is one hell of a story, before we get started, I just want to say I think I misjudged you.
It's all in the past. All that matters is that we move forward. Deal?
Deal. Ready when you are, Cam Op.
It's producer. Sound speed. And we're rolling.
For Degrassi TV, I'm Winston Chu. We're back on the airwaves, baby. I'm joined again by Student Council President Drew Torres. Hold your heckles with a very special announcement. Mr. Torres, I'm